Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We're so blessed to have a witness who's been sent to us by Jesus. He was in heaven. Gary Woods killed in 1966, and he went to heaven. He's been giving us here now. This is our second week, and it's archived. You can go back and listen at the beginning. He's telling us about after he was killed, he went to heaven and all the things he saw. He's been sharing in great detail. And then the Lord Jesus commanded him to go back to earth and make Jesus real.
That's my whole assignment. I say I'm a man on a mission with a message. And my message is to get everyone ready and prepared. And if you're not prepared, it's just real simple. Just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with all thine heart. Confess him with your mouth and thou shalt be saved. And that's the greatest miracle. That's the greatest prayer you can pray is just, oh God, be merciful to me and forgive me of my sins and wash me with your precious red blood. And Sister Billy, when they do that, then immediately their name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, which I saw in heaven. And next to it, it says paid in full by the precious red blood of
Praise
Jesus.
Praise God. Translated out of the Book of Life into the Lamb's Book of Life. We find both of those books. Now, Gary has been told by the Lord Jesus that he has to come back and that there would be three signs take place on the earth of his soon return. The first sign was a spirit of restoration. Gary went into that yesterday. And the next, a spirit of prayer. And then we're going to come to the third today. But did you want to say something else about prayer?
I want to say one other thing about the spirit of prayer and how important it is to pray, and just to give all the intercessors some encouragement. Once a year, I go to Shiprock, New Mexico, to a church that was founded by a dear friend of mine called Pastor Fred Hall. And it's called the Dene Christian Center in Shiprock, New Mexico. Mm-hmm. It's a powerful church. And
Navajo
people on the Navajo Indian Reservation. Well, I wanted to tell this story, and the Holy Ghost brought to my remembrance because I really want to encourage those who love to pray, and I pray that you will pray. Pastor has a group of intercessors there, just a few ladies, precious ladies. They came to him, and they asked him a special request, and he granted it. Now, here's what they asked. There was a highway. And for years, when I grew up in Farmington, New Mexico, about 30 miles from Shiprock. And so I know this highway very well. And it's called Highway 666. It's the number. It runs from Shiprock, New Mexico, to Gallup, New Mexico, and then goes back up and runs towards Tucumcari. Well, these ladies said, Pastor, we want to go, and we want to pray over every mile marker. Now, just imagine stopping on it. If you've ever, a mile marker, 1 mile, and we want to take a bottle of oil, we want to anoint it, and we want to ask God to change the name of this highway. And let me tell you why. Because 666, if you know anything about numerology, is the devil's number or man's number, but it's going to be the number of the Antichrist. And so they knew that. And so on this highway, always deaths. Horrible things. And so they just had a burden.
God probably gave it to them.
And so this is for those of you that just want to pray, and I want to encourage you, their prayers. And so the pastor said, well, of course. So just imagine now, and this is hundreds of miles. They get in their car, they go 1 mile, they stop. They take a bottle of oil, they pour it on the mile marker. They go 1 mile, they stop. They pour it, they go 1 mile, they stop. They go 1 mile, they stop. I was overwhelmed when I heard this story. And they went on and on and on. Now, it takes a legislative act of the government to change a highway. Within 3 months after these ladies had done that, they met in Santa Fe, and someone would say, it's coincidence out of the clear blue. I don't think so. Long story short, they go in. The name of the highway is now changed. When I was a kid, rolling that highway a lot, I know it very well. It is now changed to another number. I think it's 592 or something like that.
Isn't that wonderful?
And all because those ladies prayed.
Yeah.
So I wanted to strongly emphasize that and tell you, because I believe there's going to be a great reward. And sister, I want to share this. I believe a lot of people's lives are going to be spared because those ladies took authority.
Yes,
in
they did.
That area. So
God bless
go around
them.
Your school.
That's exactly right.
Walk around your school, walk around your house every night. And we'll move on quickly. I'm an evangelist, so I'm gone a large portion of my life. But my precious, lovely wife learned this a long time ago. She walks around the house. She uses common sense, locks the doors and everything. But she stations angels. She commands them. She says, angels, you station here. She reads Psalm 91, and she prays.
Yes, and I put a bloodline. I draw
a bloodline.
Yes.
We've learned from you the bloodline.
Draw a bloodline. You get my book, The Blood and the Glory. Find out about bloodlines.
Every time we drive out of our home, Dina goes, Gary, Billy's book, The Blood and the Glory.
Yeah.
We played the blood. So we do that every single time.
I do that,
but
too.
I wanted to say that to encourage you.
Exactly right. Now, the spirit of prayer, and then what was the third one?
Okay, third was an outburst of miracles.
Oh, an outburst of miracles.
Yes. People came to see.
What did he say about that?
Okay. Well, let me just say, people came to see Jesus not because he was a great orator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've been to Israel. They're great rabbis. They're great teachers. Jesus, of course, was a great teacher. We have things he said and taught.
Mm-hmm.
But what drew crowds to Jesus and proved his authenticity as the Son of God was miracles, confirming who he said he was and what his mission was and what he was sent for. Well, I witnessed and saw there was going to be a great outpouring of miracles. This is where I believe we're going to see the body parts start coming in mass, and more than we've ever seen or heard about. And it's happened, and we've got these awesome reports over the years from different individuals. The book, the stories.
They told me their stories.
They told me their
things
stories.
Things that happened at Azusa Street. But things are happening now, too.
And things are happening right now. And we're seeing in our ministry right now more body parts come forth. You know, new lungs.
New pancreas,
new
my son-in-law.
Pancreas,
new
your
heart.
Son-in-law, new heart. And we're going to see miracles in manifestation.
Did Jesus say about that?
Well, it's going to explode. That's what he used the word.
He used the word outburst.
Yeah,
that word.
Yes, an outburst of miracles. It's going to cause even the skeptics, the doubters, the unbelievers are going to undeniably be confronted with the reality of who he is, and it's going to change them. It's going to happen in a denominational type settings. Settings that some of us would say, well, absolutely. And I was recently in one of those kind of settings where they don't fully believe like I do about the baptism and the Holy Ghost. So I didn't really emphasize that part. They had asked me about my experience and I was sharing. Well, after I finished, I just went to that part, and then I finished and offered the invitation, and people came forward and received Jesus as their Savior. And then whatever portion of the gospel you preach, people will respond to if you give them that opportunity. Well, Sister Billy, a lady came down, and she brings her son. I would say he's probably 6 or 7 years of age. She's holding him in her arms, and I looked at him and said, "What do you want?" And he said, "I want to be normal like other kids my age." Mm-hmm. Well, he looked normal to me. He did, other than his mother was holding him. And I said, "Well, what makes you think you're not normal?" And his mother responded. And she said, "He has no bones in the bottom of his feet." And so I just took him in my arms. I took him from her and held him in my arms, prayed a very simple little prayer. "Lord Jesus, bring the spare body parts and touch his feet and give him bones." And then I just sit him down. And the miracle spoke for itself. He ran around the church. The pianist fell off the church and started praying in the spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Suddenly the pastor jumped up and said, "Do you know what's happened? We've just received a miracle. We've received a notable miracles, as is recorded in the book of Acts." So then I took advantage and I said, "How many of you want this to happen?" Well, the whole church came forward, and they all received what happened in the upper room. with the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the evidence of speaking in other tongues. So that's what we're going to see. And I could just say, my beautiful daughter, Angela Marie, was born mentally retarded because Dina fell. And we were youth pastors. She tripped and fell, landed on her stomach. The frontal lobe portion of Angel's brain was severely damaged. Doctors said she'd never achieve over a third grade level of mentality. They said you could tell her three things in a row. She couldn't reiterate and tell you those things back. She had allergies. She had coordination problems. If you threw a ball, she couldn't catch the ball. It hit her in the face. Well, we had this lady in our church. And this godly, precious school teacher came. She said, "Brother Gary, I can teach Angel to read." She taught Angel to read from an old primer that they originally used in the early days to teach people from the Bible to read. Angel learned to read from the Bible. She got baptized in the Holy Spirit. God miraculously healed her of her allergies. God miraculously healed her of asthma. He miraculously healed her of her coordination problems to where she is able to ride up. One day she wanted to ride a bicycle and she got outside and her friends let her and she gets on the bike and she rides and she'd never ridden a bicycle before and she's screaming to the top of her lungs, "Daddy, I'm healed. Daddy, I'm healed." And everybody runs out there in the neighborhood and we get to witness and see God perform a miracle. That's an outburst of miracles for the whole neighborhood. Sure. And now my daughter is actively engaged in the ministry with me. She has a degree in the Bible. She has the mind of Christ. She has scriptures committed to memory. She loves you. She prays. She prays for the ministry. Loves your daughter, Shelley. Just loves all the prayer team. And that's what we're going to see, these kind of restorations. Now, Angel's a healing. My daughter, I need to emphasize this real quickly. Angel is a healing. A miracle is instantaneous, which happened to me. But my daughter is a healing. And it's progressing. But we're going to see where just suddenly these things are going to happen, where they're just going to burst forth. And they're going to happen in the midst of worship and praise when we're singing, when we're worshiping God and magnifying God. It's going to happen. When you and I are going to be ministering, others, we're going to be reading the Word, we're going to just be ministering, and someone's just going to just instantly jump up and say, "My God, I just got my eye restored. I can see. My ear just was healed." I've told the Father anytime He wants to interrupt.
Oh, yes.
Anytime.
Oh, yes.
He wants to interrupt the service, just interrupt the service. An
outburst of miracles, a sign of Jesus' soon return.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, Gary, we've only got one day left to get you back from heaven. So tomorrow we're going
to
be here, and you're going to tell us how you got back from heaven and what about your body and the miracle in that healing.
Amen.
Okay, and so we'll be seeing you tomorrow. And don't forget, you can write Dr. Gary Wood and get his book, A Place Called Heaven, Post Office Box 1649, Sugar Land, Texas, 77487. And so we're going to be saying to you, shalom, and we'll have you back here tomorrow, and we'll get Gary back from heaven. Shalom.